Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
You are in the jury at 222 Buzz. This is the case number 912. She's totally honest about his weight. Jerk or justified? Con, you brought this story up that you and your girlfriend are kind of going around with this.
That's my dream girl right there. The girl who could be like, yeah, you're a fat ass. Sorry. Maybe some other guys are like I am, and they want that motivation. But here's the thing. I gained 25 pounds since Memorial Day. 25 pounds. I went from 201 to 226. And still can't get my girlfriend, Meredith, to say that I am chubby. I'm like, gosh, I grab my gut. I'm like, look at this thing. I'm getting fat. She's like, no, you are not getting fat. I'm like, all right, at this point, it's beyond being nice. It's just math.
When you can make your belly button yawn by squeezing it.
I'm dead sexy. Yeah. Look at my sexy body. Yeah.
I don't know what you really want. You don't want her to tell you, honey, you're fat.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, you don't. She would be a jerk. I completely understand why she would say that's a jerk move.
It would be justified. I'm saying justified to those women out there who are brutally honest to their men, or to their husbands or boyfriends about them getting fatter.
I would actually say that women could handle it better than you guys.
Oh, no. No.
That's the best joke you've made all week. That is hilarious.
I'm serious. You guys are so sensitive.
That was stupid.
Ego is so fragile. You put up this huge facade. No, you don't want your girlfriend being completely honest with you, and you know it.
Sandy, you think if we were married and I came up to you and like, hey, and get squeezed on the other side,
you'd be,
hey, what's going on with this hair, huh? What are you going to do about it?
If I asked, do I look ridiculous in this? Do I look fat in this? Yes, we could handle it a lot better than you guys
you
can.
You are lying.
Okay.
There is no way.
The case this morning is not about that. It is about, are you jerk or justified to be brutally honest with your husband? And I say you would be a jerk.
No, justified. Men need this, and they need this motivation because now there's a goal. Call me chubby, and I lose 15 pounds. I go, look at this now. Look at this. But if I was never in the deficit, I can never be above zero.
Good point.
In the positive.
Don't do it because
I have nothing to go for here.
Yeah, but you constantly bring it up. Like, remember when you called me fat? And then, it opens up a Pandora's box.
Women are elephants. They never forget. Something that we did 15 years ago, you'll bring back up again.
Same with you guys.
Nah.
Don't
222 Buzz is our number. Call us. You're on the jury. Is it totally justified or jerk move to totally be honest about his weight?
The women out there where this worked, where that situation worked, will call 222-2899. They will call and say, yeah, I told my husband he was chubby, and all of a sudden, bam, he hit the gym. He started lifting weights in the garage. He started going for a run. He looks great now. There are women out there, especially a West Side woman, I think that you'd be all materialistic and superficial and all that stuff.
Yeah. But
don't
you say no.
Do it, girls. Don't you fall into Kanye's trap here. Don't call your man chubby.
Call him out, chubby cakes.
See how bad that sounds.
is she jerk or is she justified? The number is 222 Buzz. Let's go. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Yes. Thank you. Honesty.
Have you done it? Do you know the backlash for calling your husband chubby?
I do. And it'll be actually tell each other.
He tells you too?
Yep.
Well, that's a brave man right
totally
there.
Yeah. Justified.
It's only going to help.
Honesty is not always the best policy. There's only certain people in your lives that can be brutally honest, and that is only your mother. And your girlfriend is not. No, you're going to resent her. You'll start to resent her because you'll be like, hey, remember when you used to call me chubby? Because you'll forget that you forced her to call you chubby.
But if he asks, like, listen, this is part of my process of changing myself. I need that. It's almost like, it sounds like a lack of support, but it's actually support. So I see his point, Sandy.
But you know, sometimes I think I want to hear things. I want honesty, and I really don't want honesty from my husband.
Then don't ask for
my
honesty.
My mother, well, because sometimes I think I want that. I think I want you to tell me that I look like a disaster, but I really don't. I need you to really tell me you look fantastic.
Calls at 222-BUZZ. See, this is what happens when you call the judgment zone. You tell us, is she a jerk or justified for totally being honest about his weight? And he wants her to be.
She'd be justified, right?
Hi, the Buzz.
She's a jerk. She should tell him. Maybe he doesn't even realize his gut's hanging over his pants. I don't know. My wife tells me that I was getting fat. You know what? I stopped eating ice cream and I stopped eating Oreos. I did something about it.
So there you go.
So justified is what you would. She'd be justified for being honest,
yes.
Right?
She's justified, yes.
Yes, she'd be justified.
What kind of ice cream did you used to eat?
Oh, I still eat it. Turkey Hill. Cookies and cream.
Oh, dude, come on.
God. How about that? Sounds so good right now.
Dude, the Abbott's, the almond. Oh, yeah.
Almond. Yeah, protein. Almond.
Hey, is protein really in your ice cream?
Huh?
That's terrible ice cream.
There's no such thing as a bad ice cream.
That's true.
I agree. Thanks,
See?
Man.
Honesty.
And what if she gets too comfortable calling you chubby? And then out in public, she's like, yo, chubster, come here. You know how bad that's going to look? People are going to start to judge her, saying, what a horrible girlfriend.
Do something about it. Mm. Need that. If she's going to compliment me on my weight loss, she has to be honest about my weight gain.
And what if it goes the opposite way? What if you have this downward spiral and you start to become depressed and you eat more ice cream?
I got a friend to eat ice cream with last year. And then I can go get ice cream together. Win-win.
Buzz, good morning. You're on the judgment zone. How do you vote? Jerk or justified?
She's justified.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To be completely honest, to call him Chubster from now on.
Yes, she can call him Chubster. I do it with my boyfriend all the time.
Okay, let's go through some names
here. His butt is getting flat. I tell him, you need to work on your butt, man.
Getting bad. Right.
I couldn't do that. Maybe it's my husband, Mike Danger, then. Maybe he's just too sensitive. He asks, hey, am I getting fat?
Did you hear her standards? If his butt is getting too flat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Work it out. All right, let's go through some names. Chubby? Mm-hmm. Is that acceptable? All right.
Yeah.
Fatty Cupcakes?
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, you can't. Now this is
lard ass?
Turning.
How about lard ass?
Oh, I've called him a lard ass a couple times.
Oh, my gosh.
He likes
it. Yeah, but she has a very sweet voice. I mean, she could say anything. She just sounds so sweet.
Hi to Buzz.
I can go for some sweets right now.
You're on the judgment zone. Jerk or justified?
We are hung right now. To call your husband fat.
To be honest about his weight.
There's a difference.
I don't understand how honesty could fall under the jerk column. How could that ever fall into the jerk column?
Well, when your ego is on the line, it does sometimes. Are you going to tell your children when your kid comes home with a musical instrument? Mommy, how well do I play? You're going to say, kid, really? You suck. So let's try another instrument.
You stink for now, but if you practice, you could graduate to being okay at it.
You got to practice.
I'm not a kid.
Men are like children.
I'm not a kid. I'm 29 and a half years old.
Uh-huh. Here it is, the final vote. You ready, guys? Is it jerk or is it justified for being totally honest about his weight? Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Thank you. I'm going to have a talk with her when I get home.
Say it like it is.
I'm going to have to walk home, so I'll be out of breath. But still, having that talk.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.